Join Dr. Dave and Evil Steve as they celebrate high-tech talk radio excellence all year long. Right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Of course, Dr. Dave, you know that we use this sounder for race weekends. This weekend, of course, the 24 hours of Daytona.
They're just about a half hour into it now, aren't they?
It started at 11 o'clock our time, 2 o'clock Eastern, in sunny Daytona Beach, Florida. And just really interesting. Not a whole lot of changes. Now, I haven't really been in depth with the, you know, what little tweaks they've done to the cars, but basically the same cars they had last year. They're running under the new rules and stuff, so they're still getting that thing kind of figured out. You know, all the cars, getting them meshed and getting them competition level, you know, for all the cars to be competing. But there is a couple of interesting things. Of course, we are huge Mazda fans.
Right.
You know,
we
cannot not support the two cars in the DP class or the prototype class.
Right.
For Speed Source, the number 70 and the 07. They're going to be running, and so we got to cheer them on. But also, we actually have a gentleman, Dan Tocodoro, is actually a mechanic now on...
One of the crew guys.
It's on the Team Falcon team.
The GT3 Porsches, right?
Yeah, it's the... let me have a look here. I think I saved the page. It is the number 17 Team Falcon tire. Yep, it is a... Actually, it's a 911 RSR is the car.
Okay.
And it's Derek Walker's team.
Oh.
Big name.
Yeah.
So watch for that number 17 Porsche 911 RSR.
Good luck, Dan.
Yep, and it's in the GT, what's the, Le Mans, GT Le Mans
class.
So go, Dan, go Team Falcon. We'll be cheering for you as well. And it's just always fun to watch those races.
It really is.
These guys survive.
Yeah, we'll have to walk in
hours
and flip that on after the show here.
So
and
check it out, man.
Check it out. 866-821-8255 is the number, 866-821-TALK. We've got most of the show talking about Microsoft's big Redmond Windows 10 event last Wednesday. A lot of very compelling announcements and stuff that really makes a lot of sense. And the next thing we're going to talk about, obviously we've got to wrap this up pretty soon because we're going to run out of show. But... they just are beginning to make some decisions to me that look like they make a great deal of sense. And you know what's interesting about Microsoft is this is what they tend to do. They come out with a product where everybody goes, oh, my God, what were you guys thinking? And they did that with Windows 8. And then the next little set of announcements, a set of products, it's like they get focused and they get serious and you go, wow, that's pretty darn good. And they're doing that now with Windows 10. One of the announcements we talked about, the Windows 10 for PCs, Windows 10 is, of course, also available on phones and tablets. But what they've done well, and they did it on the PC end of things. Now, of course, this hasn't been released yet, so... we have to reserve final judgment, but it looks incredibly promising now. What they've done, which what they kind of intended to do with Windows 8, and I think completely blew it, is integrate and sort of universalize the Windows 10 experience, but tailor it for the devices so that it makes sense for the devices. And they've done that, it looks like, very, very well with Windows 10 on the PC, also with Windows 10 on phones and tablets. They're going to have the universal touch-friendly office apps that are going to be included with Windows 10 on phone and tablets. The integration of notifications cleared among Windows 10 devices. So if you got a Windows 10 tablet, Windows 10 phone, Windows 10 PC, and you get an email notification on the PC and you answer the email and clear the notification, it automatically clears off the other devices. I mean, it really looks like a very promising development for Microsoft in a very practical implementation of what they tried to do with Windows 8, but just so totally blew. Another part of this that we just mentioned, Office apps becoming kind of universal among all the devices. Touch-friendly Office software, runtime functionality built into Metro apps, integrated into the Windows 10 Office suite. So depending on the device you're using, the interface and the way it operates makes sense for that device. Modern gesture controls, Cortana integration into Windows Office apps, calendar apps and Outlook messages. It is beginning to look like the vision that Microsoft had that looked so utterly confused in Windows 8 is becoming more focused and practical and useful. And I have to admit, almost excited about it. PC gaming improvements announced also. The new, some integration of Xbox-style capabilities in PC gaming. The new standard DirectX 12, incredible performance enhancement, cutting power usage in half, a bunch of benefits. Xbox streaming, where Windows 10, again, makes use of and integrates some of Xbox One's gaming and streaming power. The Xbox One, incredible device in terms of streaming and gaming, very capable, and Windows 10 integrating some of that. And then, of course, you know, the thing in Windows 8 that just absolutely drove me nuts, you know, as far back as the, you know, release candidates and the alpha versions of Windows 8 is the ability to customize the interface based on the device you're using. Not being forced to use a tablet-like interface on a desktop and vice versa. It's the intelligent UI switcher, and it's the thing that I felt like was the problem with Windows 8, and it looks like they've addressed it. So all kinds of really exciting potential developments with Microsoft. It'll be an exciting year when we watch this stuff as the alpha becomes available, then the beta. Next week, we're going to get into some details in terms of how you can download Windows 10 now. Pre-release, dangerous thing to do if you're not prepared for it. We'll get in next week. We'll spend a little bit of time. We're not going to take up the whole show talking about it, but what you can do to download Windows 10, how you need to do that, what you need to be aware of, what doesn't work, what does work, that sort of thing. But I'll tell you, it's been a long, long time since Microsoft has gotten my attention. They've got it. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. And your calls, of course, next 20 minutes or so. We're running out of time. If you want to check in with us, you're going to need to do it soon. What else did I want to talk about? Big news, of course, with Sony. It's a little bit old now, but that great big hack attack. And there's been a lot of confusion as to exactly what happened there. The federal government and law enforcement have pretty much said that it was a, yes, you got it, North Korean project.
Of course, this is his son now.
Yeah, that's not... It's not Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-il. It's Kim Jong-un. Kim, whatever his name is. Un. Well, what that means, that's his first son. Un, short for Uno. But a lot of confusion about really exactly what happened there. The federal government still maintaining that North Korea was behind it. Some of the... non-governmental security and privacy people believe that it may have been a disgruntled ex-employee or even a disgruntled current employee. But the reality is it was probably both. They probably paid a disgruntled employee to give them the information they needed to break into the system, North Korea, that is. And so they may both be right. But in any event, because of that, Sony's requested that they delay their earnings report. Not a good sign. I mean, it's not a good thing that they have to do that. It tells you they've really had a lot of problems as a result of that attack. But I got to tell you, Sony, in my opinion, has been in trouble for some time. Mm-hmm. And Steve and I, we've had personal experience with that. Yeah. Used to be pretty big Sony fans back in the day. And they've really, what they've become now is they've become a media company. Their products may or may not be high quality, particularly usable. But they're in trouble. We'll get the earnings report later.
Dave Mason, the computer whisperer. The computer whisperer? Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's data recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's data recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's data recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.